Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I, of course, am your old pal, Rob. Welcome once again to a steamy, hot Texas Friday. It is a beautiful day to have a beautiful day, and I hope you are so far having a good one. So listen, today I want to talk about this explosion in my head that just not too long ago happened. This thing that I woke up to, and because in my personal life I'm facing things that I don't want to come true, and things that I am afraid of, and things that I am that I don't want to happen. And so, but I'm kind of behind the eight ball a little bit on some of these things, right? So I'm dependent on other people in other places and other things to a certain degree, which at this stage in my life I shouldn't be. But I made, and it's in part because I made my own mistakes and got myself into a box, and I have to live with that. There's not a question about that. I understand that. But here's the thing. The thing that is so frustrating to me, and the thing I see far too much on a day-to-day kind of basis. This problem that we're facing as a people, more and more it seems, is that we're looking for the easiest way to do things and simple things, and we're getting ever so lazy. Year after year after year, we don't want to take all these steps to do all these things or whatever it is. We get in these boxes where we think that things should be a lot easier than they are. You know, I'm fortunate to have grown up when things were 99% analog, right? Very few things were digital. But as things happen, digital things made life easier. But I suggest that easy is the problem. You hear me? I think easy is the problem. And I think trying to make things easy that don't necessarily need to be easy, that changes the game a bit. Because, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have to beat your clothes on a rock down by the river anymore, but should you, you know, should it be so easy that you don't have to blink, when you don't have to do anything to wash your clothes? You know, you barely have to punch a button, right? That's where we are now, right? So we just assume things just kind of happen, right? But yet we get mad if we're a person who takes care of the house. We get mad at having to do things for other people because, well, you should be doing your thing. You should be doing your thing. Well, yeah, you should be. But we get mad when people don't pick up their stuff, right? Our housemates, our significant others, whatever, don't pick up their things. As if it's not your house, too. If you see something out of place, put it back in place. Where is your pride in ownership? Stop. Yes, your partner was being lazy, too. That doesn't mean you should be. It's the same thing. Laziness equals regret. I don't understand, because you don't want to do things. So if you want to go out and make friends, or if you don't want to be depressed anymore, or if you don't want to be lonely anymore, but you don't go out and meet people. If you don't want, but you don't exercise or do it. If you want to be skinny, or unhealthy, but you don't do anything to get yourself there, that's laziness. And then the regret comes later. Now, action's not taken, right? In the form of action's not taken. And so, the three things for today. Fear creates laziness. Laziness creates regret. Regret is a poison, right? And while we're on the subject, ego kills talent, but that's a different talk altogether, right? So here we are. Fear creates laziness, because if you're afraid to do something, or if you don't want to do something, you know, like, oh, I don't want to necessarily meet new people. What if I don't like them, or what if they don't like me, or whatever? But if they don't, that's, you just continue on and fuck them. You know what I mean? Whatever. That's all right. You know, I don't have to like you. But if you do meet somebody that you vibe with, then maybe that's good, you know, right? That's good. Maybe you vibe with that person, and that's good. But you're not there, are you? You're not there. So what does it mean? What does it equal? How does it set up, right? That's the question that we're dealing with, isn't it? Right? So, I mean, I don't understand this lack of willingness to be something or someone that goes out and does something. But fear makes you lazy. And then when you get lazy, then you don't do shit, right? Then you sit home and play video games. I do. I play video games, and I enjoy it. Or you sit home and do something else, or go do the things that you're most comfortable doing, whatever it is, Netflix binges or whatever. But then later on, you're like wishing you had people to hang with, or wishing you had friends, or wishing you had places to go, but you don't go do anything and develop that shit. Life is hard fucking work, right? And then once you're in that point where you don't have any of those people, then you start regretting the things that you didn't do. And regret becomes the poison that somehow you don't think you have to drink, but it's the only thing for you. Once you discover that that's your point, that's it, right? So the question is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do today to alleviate needing to come anywhere near that poison? What are you doing today that's going to make your life better and the life of those around you better? What action are you taking toward the thing that you want? Because here's the point of all of this. Life is not a fucking dress rehearsal. This is the take. That's it. You get the one. That's all there is to it. You don't get a second bite at this apple. There are no more tries. That's all. And if somehow you are reincarnated, you won't know. You won't have any idea. So what are you going to do? What the fuck are you going to do? And that's the hard part, isn't it? That's the hard part, because you think somehow, magically, that there's a point to all of it, but there really isn't. You can't win this. It's not a thing that you can win. So it's part of the problem is that you don't have the wherewithal to fix the problem. You're not willing to fix the problem. You're not willing to do the things that are necessary to fix the problem. And so unless you're there, unless you're in the unless you're in that camp of taking action. And Tony Robbins has said it for years, take massive action. That's the thing that you need to consider. You spend, and I am right there with you, I spend a lot of time, a ton of time, in this, you know, in the social media universe and listening to things and reading things, and I've constantly got things in my ear. And that's cool, but at some point, you have to go and do something. You have to go and be somewhere. You have to go and live, right? So when you have this this thing in front of you, you have to ask yourself, what's my goal? What's my strategy? What's my vision? What's my goal? How do I get to where I want to go? That's the question, isn't it? Right? That's the question. So if you want to be an online influencer, what are the things that you need to do? If you want to be whatever it is you want to be, I don't know what it is that you want to be now or later. And I'm old. I'm an old man. And I want to be something different too. You know, I saved lives and fought fires and I did incredible shit. But I'm not doing that right now. So I got to do something else that invigorates me. I got a job. I do that job. But I do other things too, right? So that's the question. That's the underlying why, right? What is your why today? What did you get up for? Just because you had to? Or do you look forward to it? What is it that makes you want to move? What makes you want to act? What makes you want to do? And then go do it. Fear causes laziness. Laziness causes regret. Regret regret leads to death. It's the, if you talk to people who are in their in the nursing home and they can't do anything else but sip soup and piss themselves, ask them, do you have any regrets? And they will find, you will find that all of the expectation and all of the bullshit that comes along with that expectation of society, that'll be their regret because they're old and they had to stick with that shit back in the day. You don't have to. You don't have to. Whether it's your significant other or your parents or society, fuck all of those people and go do the thing that you want to do the most, because that's the thing, that's the only thing that matters to your life. And if you find out that you fucked up and you find out that you shouldn't have done what you did, lesson learned, right? You only do what you can do. You only do what you can do. But don't make the mistake of not making the mistake. Go out, because everything, here's the thing that everybody forgets, or maybe never knew. All, not all, 80, 90% of knowledge exists in failure. 80 to 90% of all knowledge exists in the things that you suck at. Because you learn what not to do. As in more, significantly more important than finding out what it is you should do, is learning what you shouldn't. And so that's the point. That's the idea. That's the concept, right? What do you do? What do you need to do? How do you live your life? What do you need, want, live to do? And if you can't figure that out, take a vacation and go do that. Go figure it out. Go learn. Go do something. Sort it out, because you have to. You only get one chance. There's only one. This is the only take you get. Don't waste it. I've wasted a lot myself, so I understand all of it. There are things that I didn't want to do that I forced myself to do because somebody else wanted me to do it. Well, let me tell you, for me, that bullshit stops today. I've had it up to me. I've made mistakes. I've done wrong things. But I am not going to continue to allow somebody else to dictate what I have to do just because it will make them happy or unhappy. I hope, suggest, maybe, that you make a decision to do the same thing. Fear. Fear stops you too often. Fear leads to laziness. Laziness leads to regret. Regret. Regret leads to death. Period. So, don't allow yourself to be hemmed in by that bullshit anymore. Go ahead and live your life and do what's necessary for you to succeed. And I promise you, you're going to be a happier person for it. Have a wonderful weekend. Happy Friday. And I hope everything turns out the way you need it to or you want it to. And please be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.